Blog Talk Radio.
I think I'm still here, still on the right side of the grass, so that's good.
Yeah, that's always a good thing, right?
You know it. So
I just want to rant a little bit because
yes,
as you know, last night was a primaries in New Hampshire, and we had some great, really good Liberty type candidates that were running, and then, you know, establishment type picks, whatever. Now, at the national level, I knew who would end up being picked. Of course, we got Scott Brown, who followed me from Massachusetts, and somebody actually just called him a submarine socialist, which is killing me. I'm dying because it's cracking me up. But so we had this. We have these primaries, and we had several really good New Hampshire State Senate candidates who ended up losing because they were completely outspent. They weren't backed, of course, by the establishment. They had a better ground game, but how can you fight against establishment spending thousands more dollars, literally thousands and thousands more dollars?
Exactly.
And then today, and one of them, I had been hammering for 2 months, writing factual articles about his votes, about how he was backed by the unions and he was anti-right to work and anti-constitutional carry and all these things bad about this guy. Today they expect me to support him just because he's a Republican. And I'm like, really? I just spent 2 months, and before that even, because the guy's been voting bad for a while. He voted for Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. He voted for an increase in gas tax. I mean, the guy's just got a crap record, right? He's worse than a crap sandwich, Christy. And today they just expect me to sit down and shut up like a good little girl and vote for him because he has an R next to his name. I won't repeat what I say out loud because I'll be the good one again this week. but I'm just like, really? Really? You know, if he wasn't so bad, I wouldn't have been slamming him. I would have been with truthful facts. But you're going to expect me to turn around and vote for him? Are you kidding me?
Right.
And this is, you know, of course, in some cases I can get it. If somebody really is the 80-20 Republican like Reagan used to talk about, I get that. I've done that before. That I don't have a problem with that. But when someone's really, really that bad, you really want me to just sit down and vote for them. And I know we're not the only state who deals with that. This is at the national level. This is across the country and have other states too. And people are like, you're going to let the Democrat win. No, I'm sorry. How about you blame the people who don't have who don't put candidates forth that have principles and integrity? I am not going to give up my principles and integrity because the Republican Party can't put forth candidates that are better.
Exactly.
You know, I'm at the point where it's like, burn it down. Burn it down and we'll rebuild it the way we want it on our terms.
Yeah, well, it's an epidemic. You know, you're supposed to vote for the R. If your candidate doesn't win, you're supposed to vote for the R. And if the R is just as bad as the D and you can't tell the difference and they're a mirror image of one another, why am I voting for this person?
Right. Why am I gonna defy my principles and integrity and vote against my own self? Because either way, I'm getting a bad candidate.
That's right.
So,
and at least with the Democrats, they're the authentic article. The Republicans are just fraud. You'd rather
vote
the fraud than the original choice. That doesn't make any sense. It's like between Coke and the new Coke. Well, the new Coke sucked, and that's why it didn't last very long.
Well, exactly, and people didn't buy it because it sucked. So you know what? Until Republicans get off their asses and take a stand and say, no, I'm sorry, you keep pushing candidates that violate the principles of the party, violate the platform of the party, and violate liberty and freedom and everything we believe in, we're not going to vote. They won't do it. They just want to keep voting. And guess what? We're going to keep losing just like we did with Romney and just like we did with McCain. No
difference. Just like we did with Dole and like Bush the First was only a one-term president. You know, it's not, these people, they either don't get it or they are just as big a statist as the Democrats are. And they want big government just as much as the Democrats do.
It's about power. It's all in
right.
This, and it's probably like that in every state. You have the certain establishment belly, the belly of the beast, and it's all about power with them. And it's like, wait a minute, no, I'm fighting for liberty. I'm trying to fight to make sure that our constitutional rights on the state level and the national level are protected. Why are you putting candidates that are going to take those things away from me into office or even being as candidates?
Exactly. Well, that's the fight we face every election cycle. And
sorry, I just had to remind my husband that I'm on the radio. The problem is the dogs keep coming in my office, and he keeps trying to get them out. Come on, get out of this, baby boy. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't get a break. It's just like having kids, only they don't talk. They just bark.
Well,
okay,
I got to say,
that
was an excellent rant. That was like all the frustration that we conservatives feel put into words.
Well,
it's
and
wonderful.
You know what the thing is? And I know this is from everybody. This is, again, it's across the country. Republicans always talk about having this big tent, but they really don't want a big tent. They have this little power-controlled tent, and they have all these little minions on the outside who are saying, hey, what about us?
Right. Well,
and we don't
matter. The political class has disdain for the average American people. You know, we're just riffraff out here. The only thing they want is the vote, and then the rest of the time they could give a rat's ass what you think.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They don't, you know, and that's why my big thing was always had turned to you need to change it on the local level, because once you change it on the local level, that'll push it up to national. But when you're being fought establishment on the local level, too, to keep horrible candidates in office, then what?
Right.
You know, in New Hampshire, we have a weird thing where most of the voters in New Hampshire are undeclared, a.k.a. indies, which is what I am. And
right
now, indies are looking at the two parties and saying, well, Republicans passed Obamacare in New Hampshire, so what's the difference between the party?
Exactly. And so, there is no difference. There are mirror images of one another anymore. It's just shifting the deck chairs. And
yeah, they have nothing to stand on anymore. They have a platform, but it's not, nobody says anything within a follow it, except for some people.
Well, until the people put the screws to them enough to make them pay attention and give a damn. You know, this is what we face, but it's the people that are going to have to wake up from their stupor.
Yep. No, I agree. And the first people that have to wake up from that stupor are Republicans, because they're the ones who choose the primary candidate. I mean, I was a Republican for 2 minutes yesterday because I switched my party affiliation so I could vote, and then I switched back. That says a lot, to the fact that I switched back. Hello? You know?
That's right. Right.
That's the longest I've ever been a Republican.
Well, down here in Georgia, we have open primaries, so we're like no party by default. So I'm just unenrolled by default. But if I was a Republican, I'd have to unenroll, because I just can't take that. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a reason to be loyal.
Well, exactly. That's my thing. I'm like, you guys want a reason. All these years I've been doing politics, you've never given me a reason to actually want to be a Republican. So why would I start now, especially after what I've seen on the local level? Internal politics is just nastiness.
Right.
So,
you got
and, you
it.
Know, and I know, just, don't get me wrong, I know the Democrat Party is even way worse, except they all just, it's kept internally. No one is allowed to talk about that about each other, because that's not the way collective board roll. So it's not that they don't have their issues, it's just that nobody's allowed to talk about it in the public sphere, whereas we do, you know, Republicans do or conservatives do.
Right.
If somebody
well,
had said
least...
something to that, more Republicans interested in taking down the establishment than Democrats, and I'm like, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
Let's just begin it. So, okay, I'm sorry. We have our nice list of things that we want to talk about. I just had to get that out, because I was telling Christy earlier, I'm like, I got to get rant motivation. I don't have it. But now I have it. Thanks, Christy.
Oh, you're welcome. I think you gave it to yourself with that awesome rant.
I think I just had to get that out, other than saying it out loud at home.
I'm surprised you didn't drop an F-bomb in there somewhere.
I know. I was good, huh? I probably overused F-bombs today, that's for sure. So what, you came up with you found another bunch of good stories. Should we talk about a funny one first?
All right.
Let's talk about the patriarchy for skateboarding.
Well, you know, it's all about the patriarchy. Shred the patriarchy. Because skate parks are male-dominated, misogynistic places. They can't go to alone. Women can't go to alone, apparently. I wasn't comfortable skating here by myself, said Sky Kalfas of Oberlin College. Philosophy student. That's great. Philosophy student.
She's going to go far in life.
Yeah. Good luck finding a job, honey.
She's a skateboarding philosopher. Woohoo!
That's right.
You know what it says? her fear of men. She's afraid of men. They're not doing anything to her. She's afraid of men, so she stops herself from going.
Yeah. Well, victimhood is a choice, like we've always said. I have some idiot on my Twitter stream about an hour ago talking about how the GOP victimizes women and all this crap. But it's the same smooth. He's the same smooth brain that just constantly tweets me about. I don't know, half the time I don't even answer him back because he's one of those kind that just likes to go back and forth, and you might as well be talking to the wall. He says that the GOP abuses more women by blocking gender wage gap, blocking vet benefits, and blocking ACA. Real war on women. I'm like, really? What the hell you come up with this stuff? But
right.
And of course, it's a man. I should have just said, you're not allowed to talk about it because you're a man.
That would have stopped him right there, right? Because that's what feminazis always tell men, right, if they ever want to talk about it.
Yeah, you don't have the right plumbing, so you're not allowed to. Next time I'm going to tell him that. You're not allowed to talk about my gender issues. If you have female gender issues, that's your problem, buddy. But
right?
You still don't have the right equipment.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Now, they're going to use that again. I think they kind of use that every election cycle. I mean, they've been that thing that Annie Custer, who's a New Hampshire rep, was talking about, the Paycheck Fairness Act today, and I'm like, what? Shut up. It's a useless bill. All it is a boon for lawyers. Why are you even talking about this, you idiot?
I just wanted to tell this guy, yeah, buddy, you just tell me what it feels like to be a woman, since you know, apparently. And I have no idea. You know, just go ahead. I'll just let you knock yourself out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll ask him when his next cycle is. When do you expect Aunt Flo? What do you take when you get cramps?
Nantrin.
There you go. Yeah.
Nantrin. I'm telling you, men always say, oh, no, women have PMS, and no, really, men have it all the time. I think we have a caller on the line.
Excellent. Hey, this might be our, like, third one.
Are you there?
Me? I'm here.
Excellent. This is Denisha?
It is.
Ah,
yay,
hello.
Yay, Denisha!
I'm late. I tried to be on time, but it said that it wasn't going on at 9, and then I was really confused, so I'm happy I got
it.
We have some
too.
Kind of technical difficulties. And it totally screwed up the time. For some reason, it was done back by an hour.
I get it.
So
okay. That's why.
I'm glad you made it on. I'm going to put your channel in the chat room. But also, one of the reasons is, this is Denisha Carter. She does some great videos. But one of the videos she did that she sent me, which one was it? It was the feminist one.
The feminist logic video?
Yes. The feminist logic video. It was hysterical.
Yeah, I liked that one. That was awesome. And it was supposed to be funny. It's just like most of it were real comments that actual people have said to me, and I don't even understand how they're valid. So I had to make a video about it. And I knew it would get either positive or negative or both types of feedback, but whatever.
Well, the negative feedback is always fun. That's the fun stuff.
Exactly.
Then you can treat these people like a cat. with a cat playing with a spider that tears its legs off before it kills it. So, and the negative ones are fun.
Mm-hmm. So what made you think of that, making this up, just because you've seen so many stupid comments about it?
Well, I see I don't remember what event happened that really sparked the whole Twitter feminist rage, but something was happening at that time, and I saw women against feminists trending, and then women against feminists trending, and so I was reading the tweets, and the arguments back and forth were just so stupid and idiotic, and it wasn't even just from women, it was from men, and so I had to take some of them and be like, and try to create some sort of video that I could not make so serious, but also get a point across. I attempted, but that's what made me want to make the video. And then, of course, as soon as you say anything on Twitter that's pro or against something, you have people either attacking you or supporting you. So I had plenty of, you know, ideas and tweets to draw from.
Right. I know. I usually have there's a couple of feminists Twitter hashtags, and I usually have them open and just to laugh when I go over there, and then sometimes mm-hmm. torture them with facts, but, you know, it is pretty ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So do you
what
plan
was
on
the reaction? Now, besides, you know, you said you got some negative, but did you get any reaction from actual people who think they're feminists?
I did, and I won't pretend like there weren't some valid arguments. I did speak to two people that were feminists, that were actual feminists, that were basically voicing what I was saying. They just, I guess if this makes any sense, they were saying it from their point of view. You know, they were for actual equality. They understood that the feminists of today weren't very, you know, real feminists. They weren't actual feminists. They were very hypocritical and very targeting towards women. And so there were two feminists that I spoke to and actually seemed to have brains and could actually have a real conversation and hear my opinion and speak their opinion without an argument. But there were also some that were, you know, vulgar and attacking. And it's like, if you have a point or you are in a debate or you have some sort of opinion on something, your main goal should be to get other people to see your point of view, or your main goal should be to get other people to be on your side, if you will. And so when you attack someone for seeing something differently than you, or, you know, you try to hurt their feelings or basically say what they're saying is invalid, they're not going to be on your side. You're just going to create an argument. And that was basically how most of the comments and feedbacks went, besides the ones that agreed with me.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And the thing about people who attack like that is that their argument really doesn't have a foundation to stand on. And so
exactly.
The only thing they have is the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the thing, I don't think people get it, is I'm not against feminism. I won't say that women have never been targeted, and I won't say that there are some unequal parts of the playing field, because there are situations where women do fall victim to certain things. But I think people, especially on the internet, like to take certain events or certain things that they personally feel are unfair and stick a label on it and run with it and try to make it everybody's problem or try to make everybody a victim of something when it's not even the actual situation. So my whole thing isn't being against feminism. It's being against the way, quote-unquote, feminists of today are making feminism look and how they're behaving towards other women who they would want to be on their side.
Right.
Right.
No, I too, because I actually consider myself a feminist, but I consider myself a feminist in the real terms, as in a strong and independent woman, not a woman who is whining that someone else should pay for my birth control. Because
mm-hmm.
that's, to me, that's opposite of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well,
you know,
that too. I mean, I work at a company that's mostly men, and I've worked there for a long time. And I've heard all kinds of things. I mean, if I really wanted to bring a sexual harassment lawsuit against them, I could. But a lot of this stuff that happens to you, it also comes down to how you react to it.
mean, why do you ascribe such power to it that you're going to allow it to just eat you up inside?
Exactly.
So somebody
right.
wants to talk to my boobs, I don't care. Go ahead, talk to my boobs. I'll draw eyes on them. They'll look like they're paying attention.
And that's another thing. I feel like most people have the concept of what people can and can't do and what people should and shouldn't do very mixed up. I see it a lot with the whole, you know, being harassed, quote-unquote, or eye-raped or catcalls and whatnot. You're right. People shouldn't do that. It's extremely rude, and in some situations it's completely gross. They shouldn't. I can support that. They should not. But we also that doesn't mean they can't do that. People have rights to freedom of speech. People have rights to state their opinion. Even if their opinion is that, dang, girl, you have a nice ass, they have a right to state their opinion. And we can't just start throwing laws into the air because someone hurt your feelings. You know, rights don't end where your feelings begin. And so my argument is never that what people are saying to you is okay, because usually it isn't, but they're allowed to do it. They can.
That's right. And that's the way it should be. I mean,
mm-hmm.
be glad. I always say, be glad we live in a country where you can offend and be offended.
Yes.
Because the First Amendment was not created to protect benign speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because benign speech doesn't need protection. Of course, any more now that the most benign speech is considered offensive, because everybody's got a chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
I mean,
I'm glad. I'm, you know, go ahead and offend me. I'll offend you back. You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
care. So, yeah, I love what you did. Are you planning on making any more videos?
I am. I actually, I'm in the middle of moving from where I live now in New York to Vegas. And don't ask why. I just am. I am planning on making more videos when I get out there. I'm also going to be promoting a lot more videos. I'm trying to get my channel to grow, and it's going to have a lot of different features on it. Controversial topics are definitely going to be a big one. They're always fun to talk about. But, yeah,
oh, yeah,
I'm definitely going to be making more videos.
Excellent. Well, we'll certainly plug your channel on our show.
Yeah, no, definitely. I plugged it. I put it in the chat room, and I also posted it on Twitter. You know, people need to see this, because so many women and other people think that all women that are saying these things, like they, you know, they want birth control paid for and we need Big Daddy government to take care of us, they think that that's truly what women want. And the more women like you who speak up and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute, give me a break, the better it is, because the more women, the more other women are going to see it. You know what I mean? The more the message is going to get out there, and people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Not all women do believe like those women that we see in the media all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's not about dividing genders, dividing races. I mean, everybody wants the divisions, because you can divide and conquer that way. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not about hating men. And a lot of these women that hate men and, you know, and are really vitriolic about it, because they had their own personal experience, so they've just internalized it and turned it into bitterness and spew it out at everybody. It's not about being principled.
Mm-hmm.
But I love men too much to hate them, so I can't be a modern feminist.
I love them. I love men, too.
I mean, the world would be such a drab place if it was nothing but women. Way too
oh
much
my
gosh. Going on there.
That's a good nightmare.
Oh, exactly.
You know, they couldn't make enough tampering for that kind of world.
I'd need something stronger.
I mean, If you really want equality and you really want to fight for equality, then fight for it on all playing fields. If you're going to fight about things that people should and shouldn't say, don't make it about certain things that are offensive to women or certain things that are offensive to blacks or certain things that are offensive to, I don't know, gays. Make it things that you shouldn't say to anybody you shouldn't be putting different people on different pedestals and creating all of these hoops that you have to jump through to be politically correct. It's just, it's going to create more problems, and it's a difficult thing to control. And it's exactly. It just makes everyone more sensitive. I just think it's a complete waste of time.
Well, you know,
it is. It's like asking for special. Instead of equality, you're asking for more special rights. You're not asking
mm-hmm.
to be equal. You're asking for something that's special.
Yes.
Right. That's like what Thomas Sowell said. He said, when you're used to special rights, then having equal rights, what is it? Seems like it wasn't demeaning, but it was, you know what I mean. When you've been treated special, then when you're treated equal, it seems like a step down. I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
And he's completely correct. But also, we have done so much to damage our free speech rights, and it hasn't even taken an act of Congress to do that. It's just been what we have imposed on ourselves through political correctness.
Agreed.
And there's so much stuff that we, you know, aren't supposed to say now. Well, why? Because somebody might get offended? Who
it's
cares?
Like, it's like you can say whatever you want. You have freedom of speech as long as you don't offend me, as long as it agrees with what I think.
Exactly. And what an arrogant point of view that is. I mean, who are you to me? Why should I care about your opinion? I mean, speaking
exactly.
generally. But, you know, who are you to me that I should limit my speech just because you don't like what I say? If you don't like
mm-hmm.
what I say, don't listen to me and get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You know, it's amazing. You know, we have, like, a media that shows, like, women being complete sexual objects on television, right? And some situations they put them in whatever. But yet we can't say certain things because we're bad. But yet look at the crap that's in the media.
Definitely. Speaking of women in the media, that can also be brought back to the feminist thing, worrying about women being so offended and being used as objects and whatnot. Men usually aren't the ones doing it. It's the women. I mean, these women audition for these parts, take jobs as prostitutes and strippers, and then argue that they're being oppressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Or even if you go into a restaurant and you know, if you have like a really pretty woman that comes into the restaurant, look at the way all the women look at her.
Mm-hmm.
like she's just like scum of the earth. And if she's with a man and he looks at her, oh, you better watch out. You ain't getting any tonight. I mean, just let men be men. You know, they're going to look. Just let them look.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad you're not with a pajama boy who's not interested, because that might affect your love life too, you know.
No, I think we've totally gone in the 360-degree direction of what feminism originally was about. They weren't asking for special rights. They were asking for equal rights, and they wanted to be treated and seen as equals, as in, I'm a strong, independent woman. I can do these things on my own. Yeah, sometimes I might need a man to help, but in general, I can take care of myself. And it's totally regressed back to, no, I can't take care of myself. No, you have to treat me special. But it's not being treated special in a nice way, because God forbid a man holds open a door for a woman. If she's a left-wing feminist, she flip her shit. Oops, sorry. Flip out.
No, go ahead. After last week when the F-bomb was dropped, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scott.
That's another thing. You will never, I'm independent, I will say that, but you will never, ever, ever, ever see me turn down a man taking out the trash for me, opening the door for me. You, go ahead, I will step aside for you so you can do that.
As a matter of fact, if some man's going to go out of his way for me, he's more likely to get a little reward of his own.
Well, not some man, but you know what I mean. I don't just give the reward to anybody.
You know, the point is we can appreciate it. I don't think I've taken out the trash in 10 years, and that's how long I've been with my husband. I'm not complaining. I'm not saying, damn it, I'm a woman. I'm a feminist. I need to take out the trash. It's just happening.
But then she'll get mad at him for not taking out the trash. Even though she says she can do it herself, she still expects him to do it. So
probably.
That's why it's like the twilight zone of feminism. I don't know where these women came from or when these ideas started happening. They're crazy.
It's just hypocritical. Well, it's all hypocritical.
And plus, it takes effort to be independent. You know, you have to work to support yourself and do things on your own. It's easier to have the big daddy, pimp daddy government, which basically, and we've talked about this before, the feminists have traded in the husband for the government. You don't need a husband. You got Uncle Sam. He can provide all your needs. And so it's not really an independence thing. It's just trading one for another.
Because, I mean, our government handles things really, really well.
Yeah. I know the sarcasm.
What? Sarcasm? No.
No. Want to see sarcasm? Just watch her videos.
That's right.
Just get rally. You know, that's true. It's just really strange how, what was it, 70s, so like, what, 30, 40 years ago, women were sitting around talking like us, but they were just talking about how, you know what, I really want to be paid equally and treated equally for doing the same job because I have the same experience, blah, 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 et cetera. You know, I want to be hired because guess what, I can do this job. It's not that I want to be hired because I'm a woman. It's because I want to be hired because I can do this job. And it's turned around into hire me because I have a vagina.
That's right.
Really?
And I even have a vagina costume now. So I've got all the bases covered.
I've seen those. I've seen, like, wedding dresses with giant vaginas sewn on the side of them. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, that's insane. That's when you put on your wedding dress and say, here, honey, here's what you have to look forward to tonight.
I'm not completely insane or anything.
Wow. But what kind of guy would marry a woman like that? It would have to be a guy who actually doesn't have any man parts. Well, you know,
yeah.
The balls part.
It'd be a pajama boy kind of person.
Yeah.
I'm taking a picture. It's going to be tweeted. It's oh my God, it's so scary.
Oh my God, you have to find that would be oh my God. I don't understand why anybody would do that. That's I mean, you don't know what to say about that. Oh, my God. That is so bad. Is that like a feminist wedding thing?
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
So tell us, when are you moving to Vegas?
I am leaving the 17th.
Good for you. That's going to be a huge difference, huh?
It is. It's going to be a pain in the rear to get everything set up, too, because I'm flying out there. All my stuff's going to have to be mailed to me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pain.
Yeah, moving across town is bad enough, but moving across the country, I can... God.
Mm-hmm.
I did that a long time. I moved from L.A. back to Atlanta, where I am now. And that was a huge pain, especially my little Dodge Omni could barely run. We were driving across over the Rocky Mountains and it stalled out a few times because it was loaded down with crap. I was like, oh, Lord, please get me across the country.
Oh, God.
Fortunately, I wasn't by myself. But, yeah, I know how that feels. But Vegas is an awesome town. Why are you going out there? Is there a job?
I have a job lined up out there, and I have family friends that live out there. I need a change of scene. I need new people.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to be closer to Los Angeles without living in Los Angeles. Ha-ha.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you there. I love California, but I wouldn't want to live there anymore. Crazy.
Exactly.
But I did turn 21 in Las Vegas, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the stone age.
That's kind of scary.
Well,
it would have been me.
I haven't been out there since I was 21, I don't think, so it's been a long time.
So, Denisha, make sure you stay in touch with us. We'd love to have you back on when you're all settled in and show us some more videos. I posted your channel in the chat room, and we'll share that. And I hope you have a very safe trip and a good move.
Thank you.
And keep up the great work. That really was awesome. And I shared that around on Facebook and stuff, too.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, it was great to talk to you guys. I'll definitely be calling in more often.
Oh, please do, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you,
guys.
Bye. Right, thank you.
Bye. Have a good night, everyone.
You too.
Well, maybe someone hung up my phone like, as if I was on a regular call. That would have been fun. Her videos are awesome. We have to show more of them. Oh, my God. She just sent the vagina wedding dress. Oh, my God. That's... I'm putting it in the chat. Did you see it?
Wait, my Twitter is just now updating. Oh, my God. Oh, my ever-loving God. What the hell is that?
Oh, that's so bad.
If you wanted to tell your fiancé that you weren't interested in marrying him anymore, you just wear that. And he'll run.
I'm a little confused by this, though. By this picture. I looked at it. I'm probably not
There's so many
confused.
Things that I could say, and I just can't say. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, I'm dying. I can't. Okay. Wow.
Oh.
I'm just. Okay. We should change the topic because I'm going to die. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, speaking of vaginas, can we have a story about Debbie Wasserman's alt show?
Oh, yeah. Well, I could call her the C word, but that I won't do that, you know.
She helped the lawyer who defends abusive husbands? Oh, yay.
Yeah, and that was after she compared Scott Brown to one.
Scott Walker, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm still dying over the photo.
See, this is why we should do those segments at the end of the show.
Right? I can't even freaking concentrate. So this is after she accused Scott Walker of pulling women by the backs of their hair and compared them to being abusive husbands because whatever her excuse was, her dumbass reasoning was, but, and she actually helps a lawyer who defends abusive husbands. How can you even do that?
Because these people figure that nobody's paying attention to go and look up facts. They just figure, well, I can just say whatever I want, and somebody will pick it up and run with it, and that's enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're so irresponsible, and they're not held accountable, you know, except for in social media. It's not like the mainstream media is going to hold them to account. So.
No, exactly. That's so true. And of course, yeah, exactly. The only people who are going to say anything is new media or somebody on Twitter. But that's it. You know?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And that's just as bad as, well, it's probably not as bad. But that's, you brought up that story about the Salon columnist making a joke about Ray Rice's girlfriend and comparing it and equating it to Hobby Lobby. Tell people about that.
Oh, yeah. I don't have the story in front of me, but it was something like it was a Salon columnist who said that the Hobby Lobby decision is like the GOP abusing women the way Ray Rice abused his wife. And I was like, what the hell are you even talking about? I mean, really? I mean, first of all, it doesn't even make sense. And second of all, you're demeaning what happened to Ray Rice's wife because she ended up, you know, out cold on the floor of an elevator with her face punched in. And you're going to honestly sit here and talk about the Hobby Lobby decision being that kind of form of abuse?
What the loser said was, if Rice continues to treat women like that, he'll end up running the Hobby Lobby.
It's like, and these people, they just say this shit, and they don't care. They figure, well, I can get away with it. And the two things aren't even the same. And it's insulting to women who actually have been abused because it makes it into something trivial and trite.
Right, exactly. And not only that, but Jesus Christ, the Hobby Lobby owners are good Christian people who treat their employees, including women, very well. So they're comparing them to being abusive assholes who punch their girlfriend because she goes at them in an elevator?
Right. And the average starting pay at Hobby Lobby is $14 an hour. So where's the priority list? You know, you got these people who are wanting a higher minimum wage. Well, where's the pecking order? Is the higher minimum wage important, or is it the free birth control that supersedes
it? If they're making more than minimum wage, then they could possibly afford control, right? Wait a minute, that makes too much sense.
Right.
So they get insurance paid for, and they get 16 forms of birth control. But wait, abuse. Give me a break.
Yep. I'll give you a penny for an aspirin. You know my aspirin between the knees birth control. That's the most effective. It only costs a penny.
You don't even need to put the aspirin between there. You could do it with just air.
That's right. Maybe a bagel.
Imagine if someone else said this, some guy from Salon, because he's a left-winger, says this, and, you know, it's only outrage from people on the right who find it disgusting. Where's the outrage from everyone else? That's what aggravates the hell out of me.
Yeah. Well, the left is, they don't care. They just like to use the issue to promote their agenda. So it's not about women or furthering women or, you know, anything that benefits women. They're just using women and women's issues to promote the agenda, which is the same thing as, you know, when they use blacks, when they use gays, it's all just promoting the same agenda. But everybody's trying to get there. And everybody takes a different path to get to the same destination. And that's what the left is doing.
And that's what I don't get. And that's what I don't get, and that's why I don't get why half our gender doesn't understand that. They're just being used. They are being treated, all of us, are being treated like ignorant little morons who can't think for ourselves, and we're being used by the left to try to create these issues where they don't exist. And we see it, of course, now because it's election season, but I don't understand why more women don't get that.
Well, some women don't pay attention. They just hear the sound bites. Then you have some women who are like the real young, the college age women who actually believe this crap because they haven't had enough life experience to know better. And then you have the people who really don't care that they're being used. They just want free stuff. That's the way I subcategorize it.
That makes sense. That actually makes sense. But I don't understand these women who do work and they're out in the real world and they still, it must be the sound bites because I just don't, I know very intelligent women who are very good at what they do. They're very smart, but then they fall for this. And I'm dumbfounded because otherwise you would think they were just these fantastic women. But then when they repeat the same talking points, you wonder why, you know, and I don't know. I guess maybe they just, like you said, just go for the sound bites and don't care about researching or verifying the truth.
Right. And then, too, even when they do research and verify that it's the truth, sometimes it's just difficult to admit that you've been wrong. It's like, I'm a woman, and the Democrats are more favorable to women, so as a loyalty vote, I should be voting for Democrats. Lots of people think that way. I'm a black, the Democrats are better for black, I should be voting for the Democrats. Because they just, you know, that's all these low, these many years. And it's just, I'm not perfect to somebody after they've been, you know, in a cult, and then they get rescued out of the cult, and they have to be deprogrammed.
Yeah.
To get their own mind back.
And you know what? And sometimes if you can sit down and show them, or like Denisha puts out these videos, and she's showing how ridiculous it is. I think sometimes you can maybe show some people, and you can have a real discussion, but other times it's just, like she said, you know, just name-calling, and they don't want to hear. They don't want to listen to what you have to say or the other side of it because they're determined that they're right and we're wrong.
Right. And if you're a conservative or if you think for yourself or, you know, any of that, then you're a traitor.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, you have to figure out where your principle is. Are you a principled person, or are you just somebody who's going to go along with what everybody else thinks? Because that's the easy way. Because, it's not fun to be trolled by people who say lots of vile things to you unless you have a thick skin and you're used to it. You know, because a lot of people would be shaken by some of the stuff that's said to them. You know, you deserve to die for saying something like that. You know, what? You know the stuff that's on Twitter. I mean, if you're going to stir the pot, you're going to catch hell for it, and you have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be able to back up and verify what you're saying, and you also have to be able to give it right back to them. And when I first went on Twitter in 2009, conservative women especially weren't doing that because they were offended and appalled by the things that were being said to us. It was horrible. But as you know, and I know you're the same way, we can say way worse things back.
You can also choose to just not allow their opinion to have that kind of weight on you. And you can let them know that. Who are you to me? I don't know you.
Who are you to me, and why should I care what you think about me? Go ahead and call me whatever you want. Call me the most vile thing that you want to. I don't care. You're nobody to me. Your opinion is nothing to me.
I sent one today. I don't even know where they came from. I sent one today, a picture of a crying baby, and I said, GFY. Which, for those who doesn't know what that means, it means go F yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it used to be that I would, that would have bothered me way back when, somebody saying, oh, you're this, that, or the other. But anymore, I've gotten to the point in my life where I know the people who whose opinions matter, and those are the people who wouldn't try and hurt me in the first place. And everybody else, I don't care what you think. Go ahead, lay it on me. Give me your best shot.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I've ever had a thin skin, just because I grew up with two brothers. I was already able to deal with these people when I first came onto Twitter. I think the first time I ever posted on Facebook of why I didn't like Obama, I was called a racist and a redneck by someone named Dakota. And I just laughed. I'm like, right, I live in Boston, and because I just disagreed with Obama, not for any reason, I never said anything about race, I'm a racist. That was the first time in my life, and I was taken aback by that because I was like, oh, my God. I was just called a racist. I've never been called that in my life. And then I just go with it, and I just give them back, like, way worse than they could ever even dream about getting, if I'm in the mood. Yeah, I toy with them. They'll keep coming back to me. I'm like, you realize you're just amusing me like a clown.
I've called somebody a paperclip one time. I called them a paperclip because I said, you're a paperclip, because that's about as much power as the word racist has anymore.
Right, exactly. They ruined that word. They ruined the
right,
word, because once you're racist, they're going to believe it.
Right. So you're a paperclip, you're a doorknob, you know, you're a bell sender.
Okay. I like that one. But you know what? You sent me another good article, though, and this one makes a lot of sense to me, and it goes back to the Ray Rice case, and talking about, you know, because the left flipped out on him, you know, because he's an NFL player and he's supposed to, you know, behave better than regular people because he's looked up to, and I don't deny that any of that is true. He should be held to a higher standard. However, Teddy Kennedy killed a woman. I don't care what anyone says. He killed a woman, and he was one of the favorite Democrats of all time and still is to this day.
Yeah.
And you brought up that article that if Ted Kennedy had been a football player, he would have never been in the Senate.
Right.
They would have paid more attention.
By the same token, if Ray Rice had been a politician and a Democrat politician, nothing would have ever been said.
Nope, exactly.
You know, by that same token, I will say this. Whoever is one of these people who wants to criticize Ray Rice, and I'm going to say what he did was disgusting and he's a scumbag, but I will say that if you are a Hillary Clinton supporter who is critical of Ray Rice, then you are supporting the enabler of an abuser of women. So you have no leg to stand on in criticizing anyone, any abusive man, because you are enabling the woman who abused women from the Oval Office.
And before that, when he was a governor.
Can't have it both ways. You can't say, and this is why I bring it up, because now National Organization of Women is saying that Roger Goodell, the head of, you know, the NFL commissioner, should step down. And he probably should, since he knew about this video back in April. But
if Now is going to endorse Hillary Clinton at some point, then they should be reminded that they are endorsing the enabler of a abuser of women.
Yep.
So
exactly.
Do in your own hypocrisy.
No, and this is what I'll never understand. And as we've talked about before about Hillary, she enabled her husband to do these things. She kept it going. And not on top of it, she victimized the women who her husband victimized.
Right. Because she didn't care about women. All she cares about is her own power. And those women are getting in the way.
Yep, exactly. So they need to be shot down and they need to be victimized because they need to be made as little as possible because she didn't care about them and they don't matter. They're in her way.
Right. They need to be put in their place, which is under her foot.
I'd like to put her foot somewhere.
So, yeah. I mean, but here's another thing I find interesting about this whole Ray Rice situation. Is his wife has basically asked the media and all these people to leave them alone. And question is this, if the feminists believe in a woman's right to privacy, then why aren't they leaving Ray Rice's wife alone, if that's what she wants?
Right. Right.
I mean, even if I think that, you know, there's no way in hell I'd marry somebody who socked me in the face. I don't care how rich he was.
But yeah, exactly.
She made that choice. She wants to be left alone. Leave her alone. If you believe in a woman's right to privacy.
Right. I don't even know if
I mean,
about the whole thing.
I watched the video, but it was despicable.
Oh, it's horrible. And, they showed the first part of the video afterwards, and somebody's like, well, she went after him. Yeah, she might have went after him, but the guy is twice her size and probably 10 times as powerful because he works out all the time. What he should have done maybe is just hold her back, not, oh, I just almost dropped the F-bomb, not effing, knock her out. You know?
Exactly.
Because I will be the first one to say, you know what? If you're a man and a woman hits you, you have every right to hit her back, but not freaking knock her out. Like, not more power than that. You know what I mean? I don't expect men to be abused by women just because they're a woman, so you shouldn't hit her back. But that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. I mean, to cold cock her and then basically drag her out and throw her on the floor.
Literally,
I mean,
holy crap, I said that. I was like, are you kidding me? That was bad. That was really bad. But the point of the conversation is if Ted Kennedy had been a football player, the same thing would have happened. Like, the left would have been all in an uproar and they would have flipped out. But instead, he was a Democrat, and they just kept electing him. And that guy, he actually killed someone, a woman.
Yeah. Well, hell, Ray Lewis killed somebody, and he's still playing football.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, it's they talk about the war on women all the time, and they're bringing it up again, of course. So Jean Shaheen's already talking about it against Scott Brown. It's like, oh, my God, shut your freaking pie hole, you stupid bitch. Get over it already. She's created more of a war on women than any multiple Scott Browns could even try to do with how she has destroyed healthcare in New Hampshire. And she's bringing that up. I just literally want to bang my head against a cement wall because I'm better off than listening to Jean Shaheen or any on the left who are talking about a war on women.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what I thought was funny? down here we have Michelle Nunn running for Saxby Campbell's seat. And she's been trying her level best to separate herself from Obama.
Really?
And so what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. She won't even mention him. And so, like, some of the conservative PACs have been running commercials tying her to Obama. But even her own campaign memos have been saying, you know, she needs not to run. She's too liberal. She needs to tone down on that. She needs to separate herself from Obama. So what does she do this week? She has a fundraiser with Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama down here attends one of her fundraisers, and she says some line like, elect Michelle Nunn so she can help finish what Obama started. I heard that, and I almost fell out of my damn chair.
Does anybody have, please tell me someone who has that on video and they're using it in an ad against her?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, the fundraiser, I think, was on Monday. So it was just, they just had it. But I'll see if I can find it tomorrow or whatever, when I can search. But
who's the guy running against her again?
David Perdue is the Republican running against her. He's finally decided he needs to put out an ad. And it's a decent ad, but it's like, it's about damn time, buddy. What, do you want to lose this election or something?
Oh, my God. They still have to run with that, with Michelle Obama saying that. That'll just, Michelle Nunn, she'll be done. She'll be all done with just that as an ad. That would be fabulous.
That's right.
And it's deep.
And how Jason Carter's running for governor down here, and he won't even campaign with his dad as grandfather, Jimmy Carter.
Oh, that's right.
He told Jimmy Carter, stay away.
Stay home, Grandpa.
That's right. Even down here in Georgia, they don't like him.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Election season, yep, is upon us. What do we get, a year off in between? No, because once election season is over in November, January starts the presidential for 2016, right? Pretty much?
Yep. It's going to all get wound up again. You're going to have about a Christmas break, and then after that, it's going to get all wound up again.
God help us all.
It's like a never-ending clown show.
It really is. You know,
I've always
the
hated
nice...
clowns. I hate clowns.
I do too. I do not like clowns. You know what ruined it for me? Freaking Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
With that movie. But, what was it? It?
Oh, that's
terrible. He ruined clowns for me. I didn't ever have anything against clowns before that freaking movie.
But, you know, even when I went to the circus when I was a kid, I never liked the clown.
I don't think, I don't remember going to a circus when I was a kid, to be honest with you. I don't remember ever going to a circus.
I went to, like, Barnum and Bailey Circus a couple times when I was a kid because we were in the, you know, we were, like, 45 minutes away from New York, so they were always coming through there.
Yep. No, we probably did. I just, honestly, I probably wiped that memory out of my head.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that's, God. It just never ends. Oh,
all right.
Somebody
do you want another caller,
now?
Or you just want to talk amongst yourself?
I'm sorry, no. We didn't realize you were unmuted.
All right, so do you want to call or do you want to mute me?
You keep talking. How are you?
All right. Now, I'm looking at your description page, and it seems to me, and I might be wrong, that you might be leaning towards, you say liberty, but you also have the conservative. Now, I'm a capitalist. I'm a libertarian.
Okay, who am I talking to now?
My name's Joe. Does that make a difference?
Yeah.
We just like to know your name.
All right.
Because if you were George, I would probably hang up on you, but... if you're Joe, then that's okay.
All right. So you might hang up on me later. Don't worry. Now, the picture, it says, my body, my choice, I choose to protect myself. What does that mean?
That means that it is my body and my choice. I choose to protect myself. Don't you dare tread on me and take away my Second Amendment rights.
Ah, good. So you and I agree about that. Because I thought you might be talking about reproductive rights. So here's the thing. I don't know if you ever gotten on that topic tonight, and I just got here and you picked up rather quickly, which is pretty good. I'm a person who believes that if a man and a woman have a contract whereby they both agree that they shouldn't have kids, and if she gets pregnant, and according to the contract, she should have an abortion because they've agreed on it now, both people are free to agree prior to a situation happening, and it's in writing, that the woman should have that abortion. She doesn't have the right to change her mind. What do you think?
I think she always has the right to change her mind.
Oh, even if she has a contract?
Yeah, ultimately. I think that she has the right to say, no, I've decided I'm going to have this baby. But she may not be able to hold him to support. But,
right.
She always has the right to say, I'm having a baby.
No, you don't have the right. If you sign an agreement and you're on your right mind signing that agreement, it's an agreement which both people have put their signatures to, you don't have the right. That's why I'm asking you about that, because you're conservative, libertarian-leaning, capitalist when it comes to your particular side, your philosophy. But when it comes to a different side, you're not really that way.
But I don't understand what side you're meaning. Like, I understand what you're saying from contract law. I totally get what you're saying, and I would say, yes, you're right. She has no right to change that contract. But this is, we're talking about a potential human life. If the end result is a human life. So if you want to give us a different example, that's fine. But in this case...
there is no different example, and there is no other case.
You're right. Pardon?
There is no different example. There is no other case. It's just like the First Amendment. When the First Amendment says that you have freedom of speech, it means freedom of speech. If I say something which offends you and you don't like it, you can't petition the government to say, hey, you got to take him off the air, because what happens to him happens to you.
I would never do that. I've been saying
the whole time that you should
be able to offend whoever you want, say whatever you want, whether it offends me or not. That's your right to say what you want.
And it works both ways. That's why I gave that particular example. You see,
a lot of women would say that there's a flaw in your contract, your abortion contract, though. Yeah, let me just say.
Okay.
If the couple decides they don't want to have kids and they're going to sign a contract to that, stipulation to the contract would be somebody needs to get fixed so that there isn't any pregnancy. Otherwise, there's no signature on the contract.
Contract law doesn't go by that. Contract law goes by.
That's when you say, when you're drawing up the contract, either I'm going to get my tubes tied or you're going to get yourself clipped before I sign this contract and go along with this stuff.
That's fine for
those
particular people.
There's no 100% guarantee that you, there's nothing that guarantees 100% you can't get pregnant other than not having sex.
That's not the issue. The issue is, did you put your name on that contract knowing what the particular ramifications might be? Yes. If the ramifications are not to your doing, it doesn't matter. The ramifications happen, you realize, well, it could have happened, you've got to fulfill the terms of the contract. It's plain and simple. Now, you may want to wrap your head around a different sort of reality, and you also have the freedom to enter a contract of your liking, and if the other person wants to go along with it, not a problem. But when you sign your name to a contract and you know what the ramifications are, no deception, no deceit, you got to follow it. Otherwise, you're not really the conservative, I agree. I'm not a conservative. Conservatives love smaller government, which I'm for, but they love bombing other countries. So I'm not going along with that. But when you sign the contract, it's plain and simple.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So what happens if you have this contract, right? And contracts get broken every day. People end up suing each other in court, whatever. So say a man and woman have this contract, and they both do their best, try like hell not to get pregnant, even though they, you know, have sex, whatever. And the woman still gets pregnant. What if after she gets pregnant, even though they tried, both of them tried to live up to that contract and not get pregnant, what if she decides after she gets pregnant that she decides, you know what, this happened, we tried not to have it happen, it happened, I can't get an abortion. So then what? So are you saying that by the contract, the guy has to force her to get an abortion?
Well, he can sue her, and of course the states will uphold her because there is no, you cannot have that contract. That's another one of my points.
Right.
You're not allowed to. So in other words, your liberties are being taken away, but women aren't really getting up in arms about that. It should be good for the goose and the gander. So to answer your question pointedly, should he force her to get an abortion? He should go to court and have her forced to live up to the terms of the contract and have the abortion. If we had that, but we don't have it.
No. And see, I thought you were going to go to the point where you were saying, well, the man shouldn't have to support that child. And there I would agree with you because they did make a deal. Hey, we're not having any kids. She chooses to have, they get pregnant by accident. She chooses to have a kid. I would not uphold having that man support the kid or anything because she's the one who broke the contract. So,
oh, yeah, that's another aspect of it.
Exactly.
That's another aspect, but that's something which you,
yeah,
as females, would concentrate on.
But what is the purpose of the contract?
The man does not want the child. Plain and simple.
The man doesn't want the child, so the man is relieved from all responsibility of the child.
But his flesh and blood is already in this world. He doesn't want that. That's the purpose of the contract, which she agreed to. She may be the one who said, I don't want my lineage to be in this world, and he goes along with it. When you sign a contract, the contract is a contract. I don't believe in contract busting. You sign the contract. I don't believe the people in Hollywood, they have the right to say, well, okay, I signed a contract for a couple of years to be on this particular series, but now because I'm making so much money, I want to be relieved of my contract. Too bad.
Right.
Suck it up.
No, I agree with you. You know what? I agree with contract law. I agree. You sign something. That's it. That's what you sign, and that's what you're supposed to hold up your end of the contract. I find it appalling that anyone would ever sign that type of contract. I can see maybe people agreeing, yeah, we don't want to have kids, but I actually know people who have done that, and they ended up divorced because the wife got pregnant. But I just can't fathom someone signing that.
In today's world, with the neo-feminism, of course not. In today's environment, especially women can't see it. But see, when you're taking money from a man's pocket, when both the man and the woman have made an agreement not to have kids, and of course you can't enforce it because no state will do it, but the woman says, yeah, I agree with you. I don't want kids either. You got the kid all of a sudden, and now the guy's wallet is being drained. That's what's happening to a lot of people who are rich. They believe
that
the women...
I disagree with that. I'm with you. I agree with you on that. If the woman decides that she wants to have that baby even though the man didn't, he shouldn't have responsibility for paying for it. I agree with you on that.
But do you know what kind of paternity fraud is being perpetrated on the American part? Not by men and not by women. Women are taking advantage of it. By politicians. Do you know there are cases, one case anyway, of a man in jail, never got a conjugal visit. His girl got pregnant. He's got to pay for that, for the kid.
Stop it.
You think I'm kidding? Look up paternity fraud on Google. You will have your jaw dropped if you're a true libertarian.
The kid is not his?
Kid is not his. Couldn't be his. The records show she did not show up to have a conjugal visit.
And yet he's being forced to report
exactly.
it? Well, that's wrong. That's totally
wrong.
Of course it is. Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring in my two cents. I'm glad that I had this conversation with you. Just give you,
well,
give you food for thought.
Yeah, I'm glad you chose to debate. We like a little debate. We don't always want to have to agree all the time.
That's true. So I'll let you go back to your show. And sorry?
No, it's a very interesting topic.
Yeah, isn't it, though? It really makes you think about, do agreements really mean agreements, or are they just... meaningless phrases.
Right. piece of paper.
All right, so I'll let you girls go back. I'll call back probably another time. Oh, what do you mean before I leave? What do you mean by war by women?
Well, we reject the liberal premise of the war on women.
Mm-hmm.
So we're furthering the conservative side through women, war by women, as opposed to the war on women.
So war by women.
As we say that we're not victims. And we don't ascribe to the war on women because victimhood is a choice.
Oh, that's another topic. Nah, I could stay for that unless you girls want to go back to the show. That is something else.
What, subscribing to victimhood?
Yeah, I do believe that in some cases there are victims, in other cases there aren't. I was on a show in which we were talking about domestic violence against men. 40% of the violence domestically against spouses are done by women against their husbands. People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. I believe there's some of that going on, too.
You know, so victimhood. I've also given these examples. Now, supposing a girl knows that her boyfriend doesn't love her, told her, beats her. Now, she's not living with him. She's not in fear because she's living with him, or she's her, his wife. So she lives across town. If she gets into her car every weekend to go visit a guy that she knows is going to beat her, I don't have sympathy for her 100%. I have about 10% sympathy because she's mentally ill. But the other 90% is she's a partner. She's volunteering for this. So I don't believe...
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
If she knows she's going to get her ass beat and she goes anyway every weekend,
mm-hmm.
then she's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? It was good talking to you, but you girls are no fun because I couldn't get into a debate that was really that was really controversial. So I'll have to call in another time and see what I can do to stir up the pot, okay?
Yes, yeah, definitely. That will be great. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure. Take it easy now. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. We're too agreeable, Christy.
I know. We need to get some more people to stir it up here.
I know. He was trying. Hey, at least he tried.
I know. He's going to have to try harder next time.
Oh, my God. His voice reminded me of Thomas Sowell.
Oh, well, that's quite a compliment.
It just all of a sudden he's talking, and I'm listening, I'm like, oh, my God, it reminds me of Thomas Sowell. And I'm like, just keep talking.
Oh.
That was great.
Yeah,
I wish
fun.
Somebody would come in and really stir up the pot. I mean, that was an interesting question that he posed. I would never think anybody would actually do that, but, and you know, he's right. I mean, it was, you know, a question posed, but I kind of agree, and I think he was trying to kind of get along to the point where, I think anyway, with that women kind of get away with more than they should.
And I do agree with that to some extent.
I do too.
You know. Society just tends to favor women more than men. I mean, the white, let's just face it, the white man, you know, he's got the short end of the stick in most cases.
Excuse me. I would say, and I've dealt with the court system, you know, helping other males that I know when women lied and they did certain things. And I know a guy, like he was saying, this guy was in jail. There's no way the kid could be his kid, but he's paying for it. And, you know, until you have that blood work done, that happens all the time.
Right. Exactly. And that's completely unacceptable. But,
no, it used to be, you know, it's kind of full reversal because it used to be that women were screwed by the courts because we had no power. And then instead of equalizing it like they should have, where we were all just treated equally, they shifted more of the power to women, and it's not fair now. So it wasn't fair way back when, right? They shifted the power because of the feminist movement to women, and now it's unfair towards women. I mean, it's unfair against men, to, you know, for women. And that's not right either, because in the meantime, kids get screwed and people get screwed that shouldn't be, because we're not treated equally in the court system, in my opinion.
I agree. I mean, equality benefits everybody, you know. But a lot of these women, they're not about equality. They're about furthering their own agenda of entitlement. So.
Right, exactly, and getting more rights than, getting more rights than they should have according to the Constitution.
Exactly. Well, let me bring up this story. It's because there was something that I thought, it's this one about the taxi service that's exclusively for women.
You know what? Tell me about that, because I have not had a chance to read that one yet.
Apparently, it came from the New York Times. There's a taxi service in New York City and the surrounding area, Long Island surrounding area. And it's basically, it's called She Taxi, She Rides. And it's all women drivers, and they only take on women clients. So that women don't have to feel threatened, you know, by taxi drivers hitting on them or whatever. And my question is this. How is that different than the nail polish, the date rape nail polish, if it's just another form of protection?
I don't even know what to say about this one, because if men tried to do that, it would be labeled as sexist and shut down.
Exactly. Exactly. Men tried to do that, there would be complete uproar. Or if white guys try to do that, we only take whites. There'd be the KKK uproar or whatever. Or we only take straight. We don't service gays. Now, frankly, I will say this. This is probably controversial. But I think that when you run a business, you shouldn't be able to run your business however you want to. And if that means that, you know, your business gets shut down because you're a douchebag and you don't service half the population, then the market will dictate that your business gets shut down. But
I
think as a business owner, you shouldn't be able to serve or not serve whoever you want to.
No, I totally agree. Because you're right. The market will dictate if you stay in business or not, because if you suck, and you are a racist or a sexist business, people aren't going to go to you. So you're just going to naturally, it's like natural selection. You're naturally going to be dumped out of the capitalistic forces because no one's going to use you. I personally, I don't have an issue if the women want to do this, but don't be pissy when men do it.
Right.
And that's the problem. That would happen. If men tried to do that, where men taxi drivers only picked up men, women would have a freaking fit about it.
The whole bakeries being forced to service gay weddings.
Yep.
You know, same deal. I mean, why is it that the taxi service can choose to only service women, but bakeries don't have the right to service straight only weddings?
Right. I don't, you know, I totally agree with you on that. And then, you know, there's women's only gyms. There's women's only colleges. Are there men only colleges anymore? I don't think there is.
I don't think so.
I mean, not even West Point or anything.
Well, there's Morehouse College down here in Atlanta.
Is that men only?
Only for black men.
Oh, but that's okay, because they're a minority group.
Yeah, and
so,
it's like,
what I mean? You can't, and this is the problem with women and any other group that wants to get special rights. When you get special rights, you're destroying equal rights. you're not equal anymore. You're getting special rights that actually hurt someone else, potentially. You know, there's ramifications down the line for trying to get these special rights, and you end up hurting yourself in the long run because you no longer are equal. You're considered different in a different group, you know?
Yeah. So equality all of a sudden, like I said before, when you then get special rights, then equal rights feels like a step down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like equal rights feels like you're being discriminated against.
Right, right, exactly. It's ridiculous, and I don't think people get how much they're hurting themselves by doing this.
Well,
we have another half left. I can't stay on the phone for another half hour. It's 11 o'clock. I just looked at him like, okay, I'm waiting for the queen to come on and tell me that it's got to stop. And I'm like, okay, she's not coming on.
Yeah, I thought it was like an hour and a half tonight.
Yeah, that's what I figured too. Oh my God.
Well,
I think we can stop the show whenever we want, can't we? Yeah, he said you can. Scott, our producer, just said we can end whenever we want.
Yeah, some of us do have to work in the morning.
Right? I mean, I'll probably still stay up and finish. I have so much work to do this week. It's insane. And I'm like, I gotta get more work done after this, and it's 11 o'clock as it is here.
Well, then why don't we wrap up the show here, and
we
then next week we'll plan on being back at our usual time.
Next week, yeah, that'll work. I will be out of state, but I will still be able to call in, so it'll be perfect.
Oh, excellent. You mean I don't have to talk for 2 hours by myself?
Nope.
Oh my word.
I can call in. I can call in at night. It'll work out perfect.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm glad people. We had a fun show tonight.
Yeah, it was great having Denisha call in. I can't wait to see some more of her videos. And then Joe was great. Call in and bring some controversy. I love it.
Yeah, throw us a curveball once in a while.
I love curveballs. As long as we can deal with them. I don't like the curveballs that go around me and then screw me. Yeah, that didn't sound right, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
I want one that I can hit. Yeah. All right, well, thanks everybody for listening, if anyone's still out there. And and we'll be back next week.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Christy. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.